Tuesday, February 10th. Memorial of St. Scholastica, Virgin. The Epistle from the Second Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, and chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. For not that he that commendeth himself is approved, but he whom God commendeth. Would to God you could bear with some little of my folly, but do bear with me, for I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Haydock Commentary. He calls folly his reciting his own praises, which, commonly speaking, is looked upon as a piece of folly and vanity, though the apostle was constrained to do it for the good of the souls commended to his charge. To present you, that is, the Church of Corinth, a chaste virgin to Christ, as the whole Catholic Church is called the chaste spouse of Christ. See Matthew 9:13 and Revelation 21:2. St. Paul is saying, I cannot suffer these false prophets thus to destroy what has been prepared with so much labor, but I am not jealous for my own sake, it is for the honor of God, for I do not wish to prepare this spouse for myself, but for God. It is a duty incumbent on me to preserve you in the purity of the faith you have received, to present you to him as a virgin, holy, and free from every spot or blemish. And hence arise my fear and solicitude, lest by insinuating and designing men, you suffer yourselves to be drawn away from the simplicity of your faith in Christ Jesus the Lord. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven shall be like to 10 virgins, who, taking their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom and the bride, and 5 of them were foolish, and 5 wise. But the 5 foolish, having taken their lamps, did not take oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. And the bridegroom tarrying, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye forth to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise answered, saying, Lest perhaps there be not enough for us and for you, go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. Now whilst they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. But at last came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answering said, Amen, I say to you, I know ye not. Watch ye therefore, because you know not the day nor the hour. Haydock Commentary. By these 10 virgins are signified all mankind, by the bridegroom, Christ, by the bride, the Church, by oil, grace, and charity. Under this parable we have the state of all Christians in their mortal pilgrimage justly delineated. The wise took oil in their lamps, the necessary qualifications of grace and charity joined with divine faith, and an additional supply of oil in their vessels. That is, they laid up in store for themselves a solid foundation of good works. St. Augustine also declares that these lighted lamps are good works, namely, works of mercy and good conversation, which shine forth before man. And that this oil is a right inward intention, directing all our works to the greater glory of God, and not to the praise of ourselves in the sight of men. And while the bridegroom, that is, Jesus Christ, tarried, that is, delayed his coming, and he thus protracted the time of repentance, they all slumbered and slept, namely, they all died. But the reason why Jesus Christ says slumbered is because they were to rise again, and by the expression, whilst the bridegroom tarried, Christ wishes to show us that a very short time will elapse between his first and second coming. So says St. Jerome. There was a cry. So shall we all have to rise at the sound of the last trumpet to meet our judge, either like the wise virgins, who having their oil ready and their lamps trimmed and burning, soon prepare themselves to give in their accounts to the Lord, or like the foolish, who having made no provision of the oil of good works, are compelled to seek it at the time they are to be judged. So says St. Augustine. It is said he will come at midnight, that is, when least expected. Our lamps are gone out. Thus, too many, trusting to their faith alone and leading a tepid, indifferent life, are negligent in preparing themselves by good works for the coming of the bridegroom. Though we ought not to despair of the salvation of these, still there is great room to fear, for a deathbed repentance is seldom sincere, more seldom or never perfect, and always uncertain. And the door was shut. After the final day of judgment, there will be no room for prayers and good works. So says St. Jerome. For after having received those within its walls who have put on in some degree the nature of the angels, the gate to the city of bliss is closed forever. So says St. Augustine.